Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18 plus, begambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
Game day podcasts from TalkSport. Subscribe on Acast, iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Game day, the appendix.
Hello there and welcome to what is officially called the Game Day Record Book Podcast Appendix, but I think now it's generally known in popular culture where it's as big as Mad Men. It's known as just as the Appendix. Some people would say this is where you shovel all the stuff you couldn't fit on the actual podcast into a kind of radio landfill. No, it's not. This is where we carefully pick and choose some morsels of football content that was so magnificent but didn't quite make the cut for the original podcast. I'll start with one this week because it's something it's dear to my heart. Over the past few months, we started to see the first green shoots of something that I predicted. Now, I take no credit for that because I've been predicting it for 7 or 8 years. So sooner or later, I was bound to be right. But people have started to play two up front again. Now, I understand it. You know, if it works, West Ham United have started doing it, Tom. Yeah. Tom Rennie is still with...
Have a striker that's only good with a partner and don't play him with a partner for 3 months. Turns out he's rubbish.
Did I mention that Tom Rennie and David Priest, these days coach of Ostersunds, is here as well?
You didn't
they
mention
are.
We were here, did you?
No,
you're just doing your own thing now.
Yeah, blasé.
It's a Danny Kelly soliloquy for 20
Absolutely.
Minutes.
Absolutely.
I'd listen to that.
Now, the return of the front two, to me, it's not about the fact that, shall we say, who are West Ham's front two?
Allaire and Antonio.
And Allaire. It's not about them. It's about me. It's about defenders. Now, I played at a very high level in Hackney Marshes, and I played at the back, and I can't believe that there's sometimes two, sometimes three of these fellas on 150 grand a week with one player to play against. You can explain to me how this works, David. You've got the coaching badges, but essentially, I presume, they're sitting there going, you're going up China White's afterwards. And then there's their centre-forward. Do you want to take him, George? All right, I'll take him at the corner. You take him now. No, no, you're not going tonight. No, your missus wants to stay in and watch Strictly. All right, George. George, pass him on when you're ready. I mean, it's an unbelievable way to make a living.
Is it like David Luiz and Socrates, as imagined as the likely lads? That's fantastic.
But you're right, though. And when there's more defenders than there are forwards, in the end, nobody ends up picking them up.
There's no responsibility.
Not exactly.
You're weakening the rest of the team because you're down on numbers. Stick two up front. I mean, Everton... With Richarlison and Calvert-Lewin are really knocking the opposition about now.
Proper centre forwards, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's all about the evolution of the game as well. You know, there's this fabled zone 14 where if you've got the ball into the central area just outside the box, that's where assists and second assists come from, and everyone would go through the centre of the pitch. Then there was
zone 14.
Zone 14.
Not District 9, okay.
No, zone 14. And then there was the sort of the evolution of the Makélélé role and Conte role where they would plug that at the centre of the pitch up and make sure people go wide, drive them out wide. So now they're doing that. Now people are looking to go down the sides, which they are. They've got either wingers or inverted wingers. So now, when they've got the balls outside, where do they want to put the ball? In the box. You need bodies in the box. How do you get bodies in the box? Rather than getting people run from deep, then have two people already inside the box.
Yeah.
So it's just the evolution. It's just things all, to me, all tactics have happened now. They've been invented.
What system do you habitually play at Ostersunds?
For most of the season, we played three at the back. It was more like a, 3-4-1-1.
Okay.
3-5-1-1.
So not flooding the box yourself then, David.
I thought you were playing short there.
We were playing short, yeah. But we
wanted to win the title.
But you know, well, you're right, though. And then we went to 4-3-3 and then we get...
More players, huge success.
Exactly, there we go, yeah.
Duncan Ferguson said at the weekend about playing 4-4-2. He was interviewed after the game. It's hard to understand what he's saying at the best of times, but he did say, "What a shift from the lads. I love a 4-4-2. And he's gone out and done the exact formation that everyone knows and loves. West Ham did it. Fantastic. And everyone finally knew what they were doing. Players want other players to be able to pass to. Didier Drogba destroyed little strikers. In 2005, Didier Drogba came in and revolutionised that position by being such a phenomenon at everything. He was great on the ground, great in the air.
Great at free kicks. Bully,
but
could
also
hold the ball up.
Everything. You name it, Didier Drogba could do it. Everyone has tried to be Drogba since then, and nobody is. And we've finally got over it. And wingers, by the way, can't shoot. They can't shoot. They can't score, right?
Iron Robin can't shoot.
Iron Robin could do one shot. But put him out to the right-hand
side. Troy Townsend. No, not Troy. Troy's boy.
Troy Townsend might be able to do it. I don't know. But they can't shoot from 3 yards out.
Just
they
to give you examples of teams that have gone back to a front two in the Premier League, Everton with Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison, West Ham, as you said, but Antonio and Allaire, Burnley, of course, with the Bash brothers, Wood and Barnes, and more subtle, perhaps, Jota and Jimenez at Wolves. We had several mentions there of Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Now, Tom, I know that you are our resident expert on men's bodies, so tell us something about Dominic that we didn't know.
Yeah, so last weekend, Dominic Calvert-Lewin scored, and I think he looks fantastic at the moment as a footballer. And he scored against Chelsea in that victory. We didn't have time for this last week, but it's worth mentioning this week because Dominic Calvert-Lewin was pictured by Everton's official Twitter page and his shirt just rides up seductively as he's celebrating the goal. And he looks like he's in fine shape for a young man. And so Dominic Calvert-Lewin decided, oh, I'll repost that because I think that'll really impress everyone and everyone's going to be super stoked on me. Well, if you look carefully, it looks like someone's taken a biro to the abs of Dominic Calvert-Lewin in Dominic Calvert-Lewin's own personal account. He's basically drawn on more impressive abs on his abs from the official picture in order to impress people. And it was picked up by his own teammate,
Mason Holgate.
It was picked up by his own teammate, Mason Holgate, who has ripped him on social media.
Mason Holgate, incidentally, sounds like a village.
Mason Holgate, the village slash toothpaste, picked up on it.
If Mason Holgate turned up in Midsummer, you'd be no way surprised, would you? Oh, there's been a terrible murder. Greenhouse. Mason Holgate, let's get over there. Ding, 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 ling, 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 ling.
Get Barnaby here.
There's been a murder. He did a good job on it, though, didn't he?
It looks fantastic.
I want to know what that app is.
Who was the...
colouring the corners of my hair, yeah.
Who was the photographer, the paparazzo guy?
Yeah.
Who had the...
Darren...
He was fat, but he had a six-pack, surgically inserted into his big beer belly. Darren Lyons. Is that right?
Lyons!
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 Lyons! What you got under your jumper, Lyons?
I've just put Darren Lyons in, and first thing that comes up is Darren Lyons six-pack.
Yes! Ah, so he's really fat bloke. He was about 16 stone and about 5'8".
Yeah.
But he had a full-on ripped six-pack, and he took his shirt off, and everyone was like, can we say anything about that? It looks like he's made of plasticine.
What he looks like, he's had a large egg box inserted underneath his skin in his stomach. That's what he looks like.
Do you remember when the benighted John Gregory was manager of Aston Villa?
Great days.
He inherited... he was a terrible manager, wasn't he? Absolutely terrible.
Hey, they were second in December, weren't they?
And he inherited David Ginola. So because David Ginola's a better player than him and a bigger personality, he leaves him on the sales bench. It's called the George... doing a George Graham. Of course, he said his excuse was, David Ginola says, I don't think he's fit enough. I think he's a bit overweight. Then he becomes on a sub, Ginola, scores a goal from an adjacent postal district. And you remember what he did? He took his shirt off, ran over to the technical area and made that weightlifter's pose. He was like if someone had carved him out of an outer space stone much harder than granite. I mean, it was incredible.
It was better than that. He was absolutely ripped. The long hair, the wind was blown.
It was like a god.
He was like a prototype Darren Lyons in many ways.
Lyons!
Lyons! You know Ginola, Lyons!
So we are into fake abs then, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin's ahead of the game. You've got a couple more stories, Tom, from the United States.
Can I do this one first? Because I don't want to miss this, because if we don't do it this week, then we can't do it. Talking of fake people, what about a fake Boris Johnson? This is one of my favourite stories from this week, and it's a Derby County fan.
Oh, you've connected to football.
Yeah, it's all there.
Yeah.
And they all connect back to football in some way. DCFC Ange. She is a big Derby County fan. Of course, Derby County were beaten this weekend by Millwall.
So, they're beaten every weekend, to be fair.
To be fair, yeah. Yes. Ever since they lost Frank Lampard, great manager. Anyway, Angela tweeted this to the group of drunk Millwall fans, in inverted commas, who just came and picked me up on their shoulders, chanting, Boris Johnson is a lion and he hates Corbyn. I don't appreciate being manhandled and told I look like Boris Beep Johnson. You should be ashamed of yourself. Now, that is horrible behaviour, and I don't support it happening to anybody.
Zero manhandling on the show.
No, don't manhandle anyone. That is not funny. And I hope Angela is all right. But I've got to say, it is quite funny, because she does look exactly like Boris Johnson.
She absolutely does not.
That is Boris Johnson's hair all over. And it reminds me of when I first met my now wife, Tasha. Lovely, lovely girl.
Beautiful woman, yes.
10 years ago we met, and she had very short blonde hair at the time. And the very first thing I remember saying to her on our first date was,
would you like a pint, Boris?
Hello, Boris Johnson. Fancy a pint of mild? Apart from the mild bit, that is true. So there you go.
Hang on, I've seen your wedding photographs. I like the one in particular where you're giving that V sign.
Yes, well, you know, I'm just a rebel, aren't I? Yeah. Just trying to look cool. But she used to have very short hair.
And you thought she looked like Boris Johnson?
Yes.
And you wanted to go out with her?
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
He
we'll
could
leave
deceive
it there.
Anybody, including me. I might be married to Boris Johnson. There's
how
no way
you,
of knowing.
How did you propose, or how did she propose to you?
I offered her a massive mandate to govern, and she accepted.
I'm not joking, because I'm trying to do a fantastic link to your next story.
I proposed to her in California on Mount Hollywood, in the full view of the Hollywood sign and the Griffith Observatory.
Okay, any hesitation on her part? I'd imagine quite a lot.
There was no hesitation.
Okay.
She voted for me instantaneously. And that does lead us to a story from the world of American soccer fans. I love Premier League USA's Twitter handle, PL in USA. Well, this week, now bearing in mind the time difference in the US, the early game of the weekend just gone was Liverpool against Watford. Bunch of Liverpool fans watching it in a fan park. Hashtag my PL morning. Well, there was a lovely couple there in the fan park, 7 a.m. in the morning on the East Coast. And they're basically there together, this couple, and the female of the couple, it is a man and woman couple, they're in front of the cameras for NBC, I'm assuming, in America.
Anybody look like Boris Johnson?
Just no to one looks like Boris Johnson. Okay, well, the potential bride does, giving it away now. And she has a scarf on her, and she steps back from her man, pulls open the scarf.
Football scarf.
Football scarf. And the scarf reads, "Will you marry me?" Now, I have nothing wrong with the woman proposing to the man. It's the 21st century. It's the world we live in. But there is nothing lamer or worse than a proposal at a sporting event or gathering.
Jeremy, you're the producer. Could you just get me a pair of pliers? I need to uncurl my toes here. Because that
is horrible.
Absolutely
and
rotten.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say? He kisses her, but I don't think he actually says yes.
No.
Because you wait till I get you home.
Yeah.
He's going to rip her to shreds for that one. He'll never live that down. The every abuse time he goes to the pub with his friends, they'll propose to him.
The abuse
with a
of the
scarf.
The wonderful thing that used to be a football scarf. We've had the half and half scarves and all the rest of it. Now this is not right.
Do you know what that is? That is the act of a person who is unsure whether they'll say yes or no or not. It's real. It's a lot of pressure on them.
Do it in public. Yeah, do it on telly. All that. Yeah.
So even if they say no, you might feel bad, but at least they look bad as well.
That's true.
Are you married, David?
I've never been married.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Do you want to borrow my scarf?
No one'll have you.
Nobody's asked me.
The next Mrs. Priest, get the scarf printed now. You know where he's going to be. England for at least 2 months.
He's the coach of Osterson, so that's a big deal. He's not a bad-looking fella.
No.
I don't need to advertise my Mrs. I have a girlfriend, so she won't be very happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So so you just haven't done the proposing thing. All right.
But when Osterson's go back next season, make sure if you're listening, I'm going to call her Debbie for argument's sake. Debbie, go with him.
That's a tremendous surname for argument's sake, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Debbie, for argument's sake. Pleasure to meet you. Do you like my scarf?
Hi, are you one of the Finchdeer, for argument's sakes? I know them. And finally, as we always try to do on this show, since the appendix tends to sound like we're on recreational drugs, we always like to end with a story about recreational drugs.
Yeah, it's not a soccer story, but I do like this. I like the baseball. Most American sports I find tedious and boring and dull and dreadful. And I'm not saying baseball isn't those things.
No.
I did go to a baseball game fairly recently and had 7 meals during the, is it a match? I don't know what you call it. Anyway, it was great. But the reason I bring this up is that Major League Baseball has this week taken marijuana off the banned substances list. The policy comes into effect in 2020, says players found to have taken natural cannabinoids, is that the right word?
Yep.
Or cannabis-related substances will be treated the same as alcohol-related issues. And so they have relaxed the law of a drug which doesn't help performance in any way, which makes perfect sense. If there's one thing, and I can't tell you this from personal experience, I certainly never inhaled. I'm doing Boris Johnson a lot today.
Yeah, you are. You love him, you do.
But I will say that it doesn't aid coordination. It's not a performance-enhancing drug, so why does it matter?
Up to a point. Now, I understand it because... you know, it's now been legalized in so many American states that they can't very well have it being banned in the league. But my brother, who is not a professional, I think, but plays a lot of golf, has a terribly sore hip, and it was reducing him to one round of golf a week. He's now got the cannabis oil, and he can play every day. It's literally so effective on certain joint pains and things like that. I mean, obviously, everyone's entitled to their view, and these are not necessarily the views of the news group and its attendant companies. But shouldn't have been banned in the first place, should it? Let's be absolutely frank. God's gift coming up out of the ground. We're banning it, are we? I don't think so.
Good for your hips and your heart and your health.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your general mood.
You remember the story of Roger Stanislaw, won't you?
Why don't you tell us the story?
Well, I think this was quite a few years ago that he was caught taking cocaine. He played for Leighton Orient at the time.
Yeah.
And it was Barry Hearn's father.
Eddie Hearn.
Barry Hearn. Barry Hearn.
Barry Hearn's father was drinking mild at the time.
Yeah, it was different gravy.
Please download the actual podcast to try and even begin to understand that joke.
Lions! Get some pint of mild, Lions!
Listen to the podcast from 2 weeks ago, try and understand that joke.
Yeah, and Barry Hearn was the chairman at the time of Leighton Orient, and obviously he must have taken the substance close to the game to have been caught that it was still in his system. So he said that he got a year ban afterwards, and Barry Hearn sort of kind of joked that he says, well, if it is performance enhancing, they probably obviously didn't see the game he was playing.
That's a very good defence. Listen, thank you very much, Tom Rennie, David Priest. I'm Danny Kelly. This has been the appendix, let's just call it that. Now nearly as long as its parent podcast. Don't worry about that. We'll get the stuff in any way we can. That's about it for now. Do try and download us every week. Tell your friends about it too. Cheers.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds? We set them. Form guides? We've got them. Expert opinions? We share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. T's and C's apply.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.